in the tone Jubal, Jivasividhi, and Indian custom, generally the bride is not seen before the wedding. The elders from both sides would see each other, see the girl, size up to the inventory and homework, and then they'll confirm. Now the boy, he thought he's a little bit smart. So on the eve of the wedding, he said, "I want to see the girl." All the arrangements are made, the guests are there, thousands of people are there, food, everything is laid out. And now he says, "I'll only accept after I have seen the girl." And the father is walking this side, that side, Kaplat or Tulu. There's more time, sir, from the just look at his wife, who's now. Nobody may have but just look into the Fuzalt. He's Waqab Hazrat Al-Khattari, Mustafa Al-Hamdari. Look into the statements. So, as I just open the page, so that first Malfuzal was there. In this part, the main thing, the original thing, to Muhabbat and Sohbat. And without Muhabbat and Sohbat, the Ta'aleem and Talqeen is of no effect. Approximate words. So what's the original thing? Muhabbat and Sohbat. Association and love. When there is a love, then love is blind, then do you apply your reasoning after that? Then after that you don't apply your reasoning, but there must be genuine love. Someone tells you afterwards, you know, but the color is not right, complexion is not right, but everything. Is apni aankhon ka kya karo? Eyes has betaken someone now, you can't cancel it. So Moha says that Malfuz continues that Sohbat with association is effective even if there isn't Ta'aleem and Talqeen. But Ta'aleem and Talqeen without Sohbat and Muhabbat is not effective. So, with Sohbat and Muhabbat, if there is Ta'aleem, then the Ta'aleem is effective. Okay. So, first things first, get that Sohbat, and more than the Sohbat is that Muhabbat. Now, when you read this people's Malfuzat, then it takes you to the Hadith, it takes you to the Sahaba Kiram. So, the reason for the Sahaba Kiram winning was Muhabbat and Sohbat. As Khabbab radiallahu anhu is about to be killed and someone asks him, "Would you like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be in your place? Not even a thorn. Forget my life. Even a thorn mustn't prick him." So that Muhabbat has to be at that level. Then the Ta'aleem, everything is effective. Now then, the Muhabbat you have to cultivate. You have to cultivate the muhabbat. How to do it? How to make it happen? And people have done a lot of things just to cultivate muhabbat. So you have given a story that many a time the sheikh gets disappointed with the person. And before it was a hard go, you know. It's not like easy knowledge to mouth. Go off home to sleep. But he's outside there, and now he's looking out for a chance what to do. So there's numerous stories on this type. So he's gone outside, but he's waiting for a chance. How must get back? He's not very educated. He doesn't have a smart, nothing. But now how to get back? So came the rainy season, and part of the roof gave in, leaking quite badly. So normally the wife speaks very freely to the husband. See, you had this one khadim, right? And all these types of odds and ends, he would do it. Like a smart thing, you will chase him out. No? The woman, you can't stop the tongue. You have to say something or the other. And they'll cry for you also. And they'll say something under the belt also, they'll say something. They'll do everything. So now the sheikh has to be careful here, because the sheikh just called him straight away. Then he won't value the path. The idea is that the path he must value this thing. He must treasure it for him to progress. He must appreciate the sheikh. Not that sheikh wants that, but that's how you progress. If you don't appreciate the path, the other words were, yes, suluk ke saad, but suluk here. Because you didn't treasure the path. If you look at just ibadat itself, then I don't think there was a greater abid than shaitan. Because the tarikhi kitab thought there wasn't a place in the heavens where he didn't make sajda. But what was short in him? So someone will say, the thing that wasn't in him was taslim. He would have given. Someone will say that his intentions were all corrupt. He wanted some recognition. Someone will say that he didn't have the element of humility. Humility wasn't there. He must be recognized. Recognize me. What I say, listen to me. See, recognize means what I say, then just do that. Then everything will be right. The Sahabi Karam is a bit different, but we don't read the stories. This is Maqil ibn Yasar, radiyallahu's sister was divorced. Now, if it's just one divorce, they can get back. If the iddat is over, with the new nikah, they can. So the person that was married, he wanted to get back. And the sister was also agreeable. Maqil said, no. You had disgraced me. I showed you so much of respect, giving you the hand of my sister. And this is what you do. I won't allow this. See now, many times it's people that come in between and create a problem. So I think that is like a very, very sensitive thing. Just when the ayat was revealed, فَلَا تَعَدُّلُوهُنَّ يَنْكِحْنَ أَزْوَاجَهُنَّ. Don't stop them from remarrying their past husband. فَلَا تَعَدُّلُوهُنَّ يَنْكِحْنَ أَزْوَاجَهُنَّ إِذَا تَرَادُوا بَيْنُمْ. When there is mutual consent, then why must you stop it? They have you with each other, and it's just one talaq-e-raji, but they want to get back to it. Now look at the response of Maqil. No, straight. Salam Kupar, straight. And that's called Muhabbat. That's called the right Sohbat. See, Sohbat was there, Muhabbat was there, and one instruction was enough. Then there was no further questioning after that. This, and this, and this, and this. And that questioning is indicative of lack of Muhabbat. If Muhabbat was there, then all these things wouldn't have happened. So, we're talking about that Buzurg, and he chased him out. So as he threw him out, it was the rainy season, the wife is letting him have it. So if the Sheikh is going to call him straight, then he won't have a respect for this part. He'll think, well, see, when they need me, they call me, they have to call me again. See, they can't do without me. And this whole part, what is Muhabbat? And that Muhabbat brings Fana'iyat. And that Fana'iyat, you think yourself to be a total, hopeless and useless. And that's a reality. That is the reality. You see, it is just the favor of Allah Ta'ala that you got some recognition, isn't it? No favor of Allah Ta'ala, nothing. The favor of Allah Ta'ala that you got intelligence. He wants to delete it, a total cabbage, right? Favor of Allah Ta'ala that you got strength. He wants to cancel the strength, anybody can stop it. Can anybody stop it? Strong man, able, like was showing that Maila, you know, our zamana. What he was and what he came out. So that state of strength is just a transitory period, intermediary state. Allah has blessed you with a favor, with might, with respect, right? Sometimes with wealth. But if he wants to take it away, can anybody stop it? Can take your intelligence away, take your might away, take your recognition, in overnight it can happen, right? So understand yourself. You are here, you are like this, it's just a favor of Allah Ta'ala, otherwise you are a conglomeration of needs, absolute needy. Antum al-fuqara. Insan kis cheez ke bol fakhr kar sakta hai? This mustn't be just a lip service. Let's go deep into the heart. Apni bebasi, apni bekasi ko har waqt zehn mein rakhe. Keep it in your mind. I'm nothing. My intelligence is nothing. My brains are nothing. My strength is nothing. That must be a daimi kifiyat. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. And then the ayat in Sabil Allah, يَتَدَرَّعُونَ. ادْعُوا رَبُّكُمْ تَدَرُّعًا. ادْعُوا in the language of the Quran can refer to dua, can refer to ibadat. But a Muslim is in the state of ibadat. That means at any given time, he must be in the state of tadarru, humility, nothing. And at any given time, he must apply his aqal. We talked about upper aqal this morning. Is this in keeping with tadarru or not? or I'm showing something. What am I doing? I'm showing off something? Or is it in keeping, is it in line with the dharu? And that all these things this can come with this muhabbat. And if muhabbat is not there, then who rules your life is your aqal. And who rules shaitan's life? His aqal. He says, مَا مَنُعَكَ أَن تَجْدُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِهِ. So casually, أَنَا خَيْر. Finish. See, he also had a brain, and what his brain said, أَنَا خَيْر. So, the aqal is called nature ta. If he had a genuine muhabbat, he says, سَرْ عَنْكُ كِبْرَ. If he had genuine muhabbat, then he wouldn't have employed his reasoning against Allah Ta'ala. Against his command, he wouldn't have replied. But when that muhabbat wasn't there, the muhabbat was there for himself. Muhabbat was for his recognition. Muhabbat was for his status, not for Allah Ta'ala. See, there's two people that made the statements. One was Mansur al-Hallaj, right? And one was Fir'aun. But Fir'aun used his word and was ki tabahi agai. He said, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. Right? And Mansur used a similar word, Ana al-Haq. But Mansur used that word and he elevated. He said the same word and he fell to his destruction. Now the person with the word intends, hey, but they used the same words, what's wrong? What's the problem? No, you don't have that reasoning. See the context. In the time of the English, so they summoned one alim, right? And imprisoned you. But he said, but Hazrat Taisab said a similar thing. So why don't you imprison him? Why imprison me? He said it with a different frame of mind. See the frame of mind, you can make out all the context, either udar, siyak, sabak, everything. And you can make out the frame of the mind. And you saying it for our ruin. He said it to show that do some justice here. And you saying it for our ruin. So the way the tone, the language is used, that all shows that by this person something out right here. It's a hard nut to crack. Very difficult. Shaitan acted hard. So then, became hard for him. So now, should Fir'aun use the same words, and Mansur use the same words. But Fir'aun ki tabahi aagai. Why? Uski tabahi ki why? Why? The reason was that he wanted to eliminate Allah Ta'ala to establish his status. See that? Eliminate so that you can recognize me. Because Musa alayhi salam already told him, Ana Rasulu Rabbil Alameen. So he knows. Then he's asking. When he heard that, then he says, no, Ana Rabbukum. See that? Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. He's, yeah, Musa alayhi salam saying, Rabbul Alameen. Ana Rasulu Rabbil Alameen. He says, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. Can you see that? In defiance. So he wants to defy Allah Ta'ala to establish his authority. See that? You see, you're the boss, right? So, a small menial worker, he wants to defy your authority to establish his authority, is it on? Can you see that? That's what Fir'aun did. He tried to destroy the authority of Allah Ta'ala to establish his. Can you understand? But Mansur, when he said it, when he said, Ana Rabb, he said, Ana al-Haq, right? his whole intention, and if you look at the catalyst, what was the narrative, the catalyst, what he said, to annihilate himself in order to establish the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. What am I? I'm nothing. It's Allah Ta'ala. So the whole frame of mind was different. Can you see that? The words may seem similar, right? But can you see the frame of mind? There is to show, I am nothing, helpless. There's no such thing like Ana. Ana al-Haq. What is he saying? As though he's saying, there's no such a thing like Ana. It's only Allah Ta'ala. That means at that time, there was ghalaba al-tawheed in him. See? He couldn't see the presence of the next person. If he saw, he saw only the presence of Allah Ta'ala. And everything else to him in reality sounded just like a reflection. A glory, but it's just a reflection. Right. Like, for example, the wall is boasting with a little bit of brightness. Hey, see, I'm so beautiful. See the glory. See how I look now, right? And the sun is listening to all this. But what this kebab thinks? What he feels? Doesn't he know that it is just a reflected thing? What he feels? I'll fix him up. But the sun moved away. What happened? He's plunged in darkness. Can you see that? So this is what Fir'aun did. And then he did it to his peril. And Mansur, he showed that, see, I'm nothing. I is nothing. Because what you see here is just a reflection. Right? So don't look at the reflection. Look at the origin. Look at Allah Ta'ala. You're not just looking at the reflection and getting bluffed. You're not looking at the original. So many a times people they go off in this way. They look at the reflected glory and forget the real. The real, in this case, I said, was the sun. That thing now starts boasting. So they call this, there's different words they use for this. One word they use is wahdat al-matlab, right? Tawheed, right? And they give different explanations, different. And to me, or some people made a discussion of it, to me, unless you got this right, then your iman is not perfect. Your iman will be perfect when you got this right. Right. So there's different words that they use for it. Right. One example they give is of a firefly. You've seen a firefly. Yeah. So the little child, he saw that firefly and he says, you know, I love you so much, you're so dear to me, but how do you just vanish? You know, as the sun comes out, you just vanished, and then you reappear just when it's dark, when the whole horizon is covered in darkness, then you make your appearance, and with the sun and its glory, you just disappear. So this firefly then says, see, be it the morning or be it the evening, I am here. I am in the woods, be it in the morning, be it in the evening. But what can I do when the glory of the sun just has to appear? Then I have to say that I am nothing. It's so brilliant, so radiant, it's so bright, right? Then I'm an embarrassment to see me, that time for me to see me, my radiance, when the sun is in its full glory, then it's an embarrassment. So you get this type of tawheed, that you only see Allah Ta'ala. That's why one of the masnoon du'as after the farz, لَوْمَ مَانِيَا لِمَا عَطَيْتْ وَلَا مُؤْتِيَا لِمَا مَنَعْتْ. What you give, then nobody can stop. And what you stop, then nobody can grant. So you must see the hands of Allah. Many a times, this depression and problems, despondency, depression, and despondence, etc., is because we forgot to look at the hidden hand of Allah Ta'ala. If it's the hand of Allah Ta'ala, then in both states you are happy. Whether you got something or whether it went away, you are happy. Because you can see the hand of Allah Ta'ala in the whole operation. Right? When you got it, then you're happy. And when you don't have it also, you're happy. Because you see, alright, I desired for this, but something else happened. That means Allah Ta'ala desired something else. And I desired something, and He wanted something else. So, to hell with my desires. It's the desire of the beloved, what the beloved wants. Now that is when this real love, this love we got is artificial, fake. If it's real love, then say, what the beloved wants. أريد وصاله ويريد هجري فأوصر ما يحب لما أحب. I want to get to her and she wants to keep away, so I would respect that. So I would like this, right? But what does the beloved want? So if there is real love, then the real love says you should be behaving something else. In every situation you apply that. When interest came, right? I tell the people, when this 50 rand interest accrued in the account, right? People will give sadaqah. But if 50 million rand came in the account, interest, then what about this interest? What can we use somewhere? See, the whole demeanor just changes. So then, sometimes you have to give a cruel example. You have to be cruel, right, to make them understand. So you ask them, alright, what's the difference between 50 pigs and 50 million pigs? It's a bigger mess. The only difference is a bigger mess. And get away with it straight away. 50 small mess, you can dispose of it. So when you imagine now, your whole house in sewage, then there's some sewage somewhere, small sewage, alright, clear it up. But the whole house in sewage, then yeah. So this muhabbat, that's as you should see, it was the end. Muhabbat ka piyasa. He saw the whole cycle, people's take, how it's going. And then he brought it to our attention. Okay, what's the problem? Then why brought it to the end? When you brought it to the end, it means this is the thing that people are in thirst of. This is the thing that people are desperate for. You know, they can't progress here. Why they can't progress? That level of love is not there. If at the level of love was there, the level of this love is like how, you know, let's give a small little example to understand, right? Say the beloved is on the 100th floor, right, or 200th floor. or say the beloved is on the ground, right? Beloved is on the ground, and the friend is right on top. So the friend wants the beloved, right? Or the beloved wants the friend, one of the two, right? So the person is saying, if you climb up 200 stories, so this real love, then that will fire you up. The real love will work like an escalator. Just press the button, and the super fast escalators will take you 100 floors, sometime in just half, 1 minute. Doesn't happen, super fast. See that? So what was the ingredient? Mohabbat. Here was that super fast. It was super fast now, it would have taken you an hour to walk, right? Now in 1 minute you are there already. Can you see that? So this is what where the world is stuck. And we don't seem to budge from here. My way, highway, my way, highway. See? So you see, Mansur, he said this verse. He said those words. But what was the catalyst? What was the thing? It was the same. So outwardly it seems the same. But what was the mind? Mind is, I am nothing. It's just the beloved, his existence. His the manifestation of his glory. This way or the other way, but it is his, the manifestation of his glory. So at any given time, this is what he's seeing. So will there be any delay then in the process of love? So the process of love, process is being delayed because of the lack of mohabbat. Mohabbat, the second thing as it says, it's sohbat. There is no mohabbat and there isn't that sohbat. So the sohbat makes you understand things in perspective. If there's a genuine sohbat, then your understanding grows. And then that fires up mohabbat. And then you see, then you just fire. You just move there. Allah Hafiz.